Welcome in, everyone. Are you ready for another deep dive?
Always excited to dive into some new material.
Okay, well then let's jump right into it.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be talking about a really interesting concept from Buddhist thought.
Okay.
It's this idea that a single teaching can have innumerable meanings. And to explore this idea,
Okay.
we're going to be looking at a text called the Sutra of Innumerable Meanings.
Really interesting text.
Yeah, and specifically we're going to be focusing on the first few chapters
Okay.
to really unpack like how this idea plays out. Now, what I think is so cool about this sutra right off the bat is that it's not just some abstract philosophical treatise.
Right.
It's really rooted in a specific moment in the Buddha's life.
Yeah, you actually get to, like you said, be in the room, as they say,
Right.
right?
Exactly. And it makes it all the more powerful in a way. So the sutra places us on Mount Vulture Peak,
Okay.
which, if you're not familiar, is this legendary location in Buddhist tradition. And the Buddha is surrounded by literally thousands of followers.
Yeah, it's not a small gathering.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
We're talking about monks. We're
Yeah.
talking about these advanced spiritual seekers called bodhisattvas.
Right.
There are even beings described as heavenly. Like you really.
Like the who's who of the Buddhist spiritual world, right?
Exactly. You get this sense right away that this is not your average, gathering. This is a big deal.
And it really highlights the significance of the teaching that's about to unfold because think about it, these bodhisattvas, they've already achieved such a high level of spiritual understanding,
Right.
and yet they're still there, eager to hear from the Buddha.
It's like they're still on that journey, right? Like there's always more to learn.
Absolutely.
And in the middle of all of this, one bodhisattva in particular, his name is Fully Composed.
Okay.
And he poses a question that I think so many of us can relate to, even today. He basically asks about the practices that lead to enlightenment,
Yeah, the million-dollar question, right?
right? Like, how do we actually do this thing?
Yeah.
And it's such a simple question on the surface, right?
Deceptively simple.
It is, but it cuts right to the heart of the human
I
experience.
think so.
It's like this deep longing that we all have to find meaning and purpose in our lives.
And to live in a way that minimizes suffering, right?
Exactly. And in a way, that's what the pursuit of enlightenment is all about,
Yeah.
right? It's about understanding ourselves and the nature of reality more deeply so we can live in a more awakened way. And what's so cool about this sutra is that it suggests that a single teaching can actually guide us on that journey in countless ways.
That's a big claim right there.
It is. It's a bold statement. But before we get into the specifics of like what that teaching is and how it works, I kind of want to rewind a bit and really set the scene,
That's important.
to really understand the context in which these teachings were given.
Yeah, definitely.
So, okay, we're on this mountaintop. We're surrounded by this massive, diverse crowd.
Right, thousands of beings.
Thousands. What's the atmosphere like? What else is happening in this moment?
Well, the sutra describes offerings being made, heavenly music is playing.
Wow.
There's this palpable energy, this incredible energy vibrating throughout the assembly.
It's almost like you could feel the anticipation.
You can, that and reverence, everyone there is leaning in, eager to hear what the Buddha has to say.
It almost feels cinematic the way it's described.
It does. You can practically picture it.
Totally. And it's in this heightened atmosphere, right? Like everyone is like, okay, something big is about to go down.
Yeah.
This is where Bodhisattva, Fully Composed, asks his question.
Sets the stage.
He does. And this is where the sutra takes this really fascinating turn because instead of giving like a straightforward answer,
Right.
like
Yeah.
here are the five steps to enlightenment.
Yeah, he doesn't pull out a PowerPoint presentation.
No, he does not.
Yeah.
The Buddha actually launches into this really nuanced explanation of what he calls the infinite meanings approach.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued.
I am too. So we left off with the Buddha on the verge of revealing this like infinite meanings
Yeah.
approach, right? Like we're on this mountaintop, big reveal coming.
Yeah.
It's all starting to feel very like wisdom on a mountaintop, wouldn't you say?
Totally. And this is where the sutra really dives into like the heart of Buddhist philosophy. Like this is where the rubber meets the road. The Buddha explains that this infinite meanings approach, it hinges on understanding two key concepts, emptiness and impermanence.
Okay, so emptiness and impermanence. I gotta be honest, those sound a bit intimidating at first glance,
Yeah.
maybe even a bit bleak. I don't know. Can you break this down for us?
Of course, of
What's
course.
that?
I mean, it's really important to remember that these concepts, emptiness and impermanence within Buddhism, are actually seen as pathways to liberation,
Yeah.
not something to be afraid of.
Okay, that's a helpful reminder for sure.
Yeah. So when the Buddha talks about emptiness, he's not saying that nothing exists. It's more about understanding that everything is interconnected and interdependent, that nothing exists independently or permanently in its own fixed form. And that leads us to impermanence, the idea that everything is in a constant state of change.
Just like the old saying, the only constant is change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the sutra takes it a step further than that. It's not just about acknowledging that change happens, right? It's about truly internalizing the idea that nothing remains the same. Not our thoughts, not our feelings, not even our perception of ourselves.
Whoa. Okay, so that's a pretty radical idea when you really think about it.
It is.
So how does understanding this impermanence, how does that lead to enlightenment? Which, you know, going all the way back to the beginning, that was Bodhisattva, fully composed, big question.
Right. Well, the sutra suggests that clinging to fixed ideas, to things remaining the same, that's actually the root of suffering. You know, we get attached to how we want things to be. And when reality inevitably changes, we experience disappointment, frustration, anger, all of these difficult emotions.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like if you're always trying to like hold on to a wave,
you know,
you're just going to get knocked down eventually.
Exactly. But when we embrace impermanence, when we can let go of that need to control, we create space for peace and liberation.
Mm.
And we can begin to see the beauty in each passing moment. And we start to develop compassion
mm-hmm.
for ourselves and for others who are also, you know, navigating this ever-changing existence.
Wow. That's such a powerful shift in perspective.
Yeah.
It's like you're not just talking about intellectual understanding here, but a fundamental shift in how we relate to the world.
That's exactly it.
Okay. So this is where it starts to click for me, I think. This is where that infinite meanings aspect comes into play.
It is. The sutra suggests that because every being is unique, right, with their own experiences, their own karma, the path to enlightenment will also be unique.
Oh, that's interesting. So even though the Buddha's core teachings, they remain constant, the way those teachings are applied, the way they're understood and practiced, mm-hmm. that's going to vary from person to person.
Exactly. And the sutra uses this really great metaphor of water to illustrate this point. You know, water in its essence is always the same H2O. But it can be held in a cup, a vase, or a vast ocean. It can nourish a tiny seed, or it can carve out a canyon.
So the Buddhist teachings are like the water, and each individual is like the vessel that shapes it, that gives it a specific form and function.
That's a great way to put it. And this is why the sutra emphasizes that there are innumerable meanings to be found within a single teaching. The same teaching can resonate deeply with one person, while another person might need a different approach, a different angle, to grasp that same underlying truth.
It really speaks to the incredible adaptability and relevance of the Buddha's teachings, even thousands of years later.
Absolutely. And you know, the sutra doesn't stop there. It actually goes on to describe 10 incredible benefits that come from even just hearing, reciting, or contemplating this teaching.
10 benefits.
Yep.
Okay, yep. So now that we've set the stage with these really profound concepts, I am very curious to hear about these benefits. What are some of the highlights? 10 benefits, you say. That's quite a promise. What are some of the highlights?
Well, some of them are pretty extraordinary. For example, the sutra claims that even hearing a single phrase of this teaching can awaken compassion in the hardest of hearts. Imagine that someone so closed off, so set in their ways, suddenly experiencing a glimmer of empathy and understanding.
It's like the teaching itself has this transformative power, even if it's just a brief encounter.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And it speaks to the power of these concepts, you know, emptiness, impermanence, interconnectedness, to shift our perspective and open us to a wider range of experience.
And what about the other benefits? What else stood out to you?
Well, the sutra also highlights the benefit of attracting the support of Buddhas and other enlightened beings.
So it's like tapping into this network of spiritual guidance and protection.
Exactly. The idea is that by aligning ourselves with these teachings, we're essentially tuning into a frequency of wisdom and compassion that extends far beyond our limited understanding.
That's a really intriguing concept. It's like we're not just learning about enlightenment, but we're actively inviting it into our lives.
Yes. And the sutra suggests that this connection can lead to some pretty remarkable abilities. For example, it describes the potential to experience a single day as if it were 100 kalpas.
Okay, now we're getting into some serious time-bending territory. Can you explain what a kalpa is for those of us who aren't familiar with that term?
Sure. A kalpa is a vast cosmic cycle, almost unimaginably long in human terms. It represents the creation and destruction of a world system.
Okay, so we're not talking about like a regular Tuesday here.
Right.
Experiencing a day as 100 kalpas, that would be like tapping into a completely different scale of time and existence.
Precisely. It points to the idea that our perception of time is limited, and that through these practices, we can access a more expansive view of reality.
That's mind-boggling to even contemplate.
Mm.
And speaking of like expanding our minds, the sutra also mentions purifying negative karma as a benefit.
Yes. The idea is that By understanding and embodying these teachings, we're not only freeing ourselves from the weight of past actions, but we're also shifting our trajectory in a more positive direction.
It's like hitting the reset button on our karmic debt, in a way.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people can get behind.
Definitely. And as if all that wasn't enough, the sutra mentions a 10th benefit that I find particularly compelling.
Okay, with that.
By sharing these teachings with others, we actually accelerate our own progress on the path to enlightenment.
Oh, wow. I love that. It's not about hoarding knowledge or keeping it to ourselves.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that true understanding deepens when we share it, when we engage in dialogue and exploration with others.
It's like that ripple effect. The more we share, the more the teachings spread, and the more we all benefit. So by listening to this deep dive, our listeners are already participating in that virtuous cycle.
Absolutely. And for anyone who wants to delve deeper, I highly recommend seeking out the full text of the Sutra of Innumerable Meanings. It's a treasure trove of wisdom and insight.
It really is. Well, it's been an incredible journey exploring these concepts with you today. And to all of our listeners out there, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the Sutra of Innumerable Meanings. We hope this has sparked your curiosity and inspired you to explore the boundless potential of Buddhist thought